Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's lovely to be here again, and I do really mean that. It's lovely. One of the reasons, apart from seeing you all, is your beautiful building. When I go back to the army, I tell them, I've been to my beautiful building again. I love it. You know, it's such a lovely, I don't know what it is, but it's nice. Super. Now, this morning, my theme for the morning is going to be one word, and you'll like it, I think, wonderful. Yes, we're all going to learn what wonderful is this morning. But before we do anything else, and you may remember last time, I want you all to turn to the person next to you or behind you and just say, hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. There. There. You see? That's very simple, wasn't it? Yeah, it's lovely. When I was doing a service on the south coast in Worthing, where I go a lot, I should be there next Sunday. And I did this for the first time, and I did a service in a Roman Catholic church. And yes, the bed and breakfast where we stay, friends of ours, and she's a Roman Catholic lady, and I had to go and meet Father Paul, and I didn't know what to expect. I was determined to tell you this little story. And I went along on the Wednesday morning, not knowing what to expect. I walked through the door. There was this lovely gentleman. He walked straight up to me and he said, hello, Colin, how are you, mate? I went, it completely threw me. I wasn't expecting a lovely greeting like that. It was really lovely. And we did the service my way. Well, I got them all to do what we've just done as friends. And they thought it was lovely. Because warmth and friendship is lovely, isn't it? It's what it's all about. And it's part of how wonderful. So we're going to dwell on that this morning. Dwell is a bit of a strong word, but you'll see that it's very easy to dwell on things. So, we'll open this morning with a jolly good sing. Number 296, I Stand Amazed in the Presence. Now, stand or sit, whichever's most comfortable. Thank you, music.
Ah.
That's a good start, isn't it? How wonderful. Everything this morning has got wonderful round it. Now, we're going to have a beautiful time of prayer now. And I think in this world in which we're living at the moment, with sort of uncertainties in far countries that affects us even here, we will spend time and just be quiet and think of these things. Because it is wonderful, and I must be said using this word a lot, it's wonderful we can be here in peace and safety. And there are loads and loads and millions of people around the world who cannot be in peace and comfortable and feel wonderful. So we're going to spend some time now, so let's just be quiet and be in God's house. Heavenly Father, we know we have this great thing where we can come together in peace and in harmony and safety. Lord, we thank you for all that you give us. We thank you for all that you are. And it would be, Lord, so nice for others, wherever they may be, especially in war-stricken countries, where they do not know peace or safety. We think of them in your love this morning. It is such a great thing that we can pass through our streets, through our community, and be at peace. And we think of all those places in the world where there just isn't. Iran, the Ukraine, the ordinary people in Russia. We hope, Lord, through you and through your loving care, that you can pass this care on to those who so desperately need it. We think of the people who care for the people who literally have nothing. For the support workers. For the doctors and nurses who care for the people in great need. Let us think quietly, Lord, in a moment now of complete silence, where we will think of those who have nothing, those who are not safe. We think also, Lord, this morning in this time of just quiet moment, of people here who cannot come today for whatever reason, family reasons, for illness, for not being able to come together as we heard just now. And let us, just in this time of quiet, just think of those people. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful peace. We think also, Lord, of our community in which we live. For the understanding and for the guidance. For those who are homeless, for those who have no food, for those who are completely needy. We think of those, Lord, in this congregation who are perhaps not well. And we think of the doctors and the nurses in our care homes, in our hospitals. May they be guided and shown the course for which you wish to guide them. We think this morning of anybody who knows of anybody who's sadly had a bereavement. I thank you, Lord, for the life of Margaret that I've been helping with in your name. May she now know the true meaning of peace and rest. We give thanks, Lord, for our emergency services here. When we think of those emergency services in all those war stricken countries who risk their lives every day to help others. It is wonderful that we can be together. So wonderful. Lord, this is a beautiful word of wonderful, and may it portray itself throughout what we do in the coming week. May we go forward from this place in your name. May we talk of your love and for your care. And Lord, we always like to say the prayer that you have taught us to say. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us our giving it. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Oh, excuse me then. Throat's in the frog. Oh, thank you. Oh, we were talking of care and looking after one. I'm going to be cared for now. How lovely. Yes. Oh, dear. Yes, it's important, isn't it? We spent some quiet time in peace and in choir, and we can say our thoughts and prayers, but let's just always think of that as you pass along your way today, of what we have prayed for. Peace in our world is so important, isn't it? So important. We are in the Salvation Army. We are in a couple of these countries, and we get little reports back. And thank you very much indeed. Bless you. And oh, thank you. That's better. Yes. So let us give grateful thanks for that. Right. Now we're gonna have another jolly good sing. And you're good at the singings, I've heard it, haven't I? Right. Number 746, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And as you sing it and digest the words, remember, what a friend we do have in Jesus. Thank you, music. To sing, do you not all? Isn't it lovely? Right. My reading this morning, or our reading, I should say, is from Hebrews chapter 11. And, my dear lady wife didn't write down the verse. But anyway, number 10. Chapter 11, Examples of Faith. And as we all have such great faith, I hope this morning we'll find out how great our faith is. Or really, we all know how great our faith is, but to realise how great your faith and our faith is quite something, I think. So I'll read this sort of slowly and we can all sort of digest it. Reminds me of school, that, doesn't it? Are you paying attention? Digest this, you know. It's a long time ago, wasn't it? Right. Great examples of faith. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. God gave us his approval to people in days of old because of their faith. By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. God accepted Abel's offering to show that he was a righteous man. And although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us because of his faith. I think that's quite a powerful reading, that. Read it again when you get home. It's, what is faith? What a big three little letters, words those are. What is faith? Is it the confident assurance? I mean, that is quite something, isn't it, really? I know when I was looking through my Bibles at home, it sounds posh, I've got an S on the end of Bibles, I've got about five copies, you know. I spent, how many people here got more than one version? Yeah, it's quite. And I love to read and read and read. I often get, my wife is a bookworm, total bookworm. She reads about three novels a week. I'm not quite sure how she does that, but anyway. And people often say to me, well, how many books have you read? I say, I've never read a book in my life except one, the Bible, and I'm now on my seventh attempt, which is takes some doing, I can assure you, but I take time, and I might read what I've read. I might read half a Bible and go back and start reading it again, but I'm on my seventh attempt at the moment. And to me, if you want to find out about your faith and what it really means to you, start at the book of Genesis and go right the way through the Bible. You will soon know where your faith is by the time you get halfway. And it'll just make you carry on. It's a wonderful, wonderful book to read. It's still the most published book, I believe, of any other. So, which is wonderful to hear. Right. We seem as if we're going to do a lot of singing. Well, we're not really, but we're going to sing another one now. How great is thy faithfulness? Number 200. And again, as you sing it, read and digest the words. I think I may have said this to you before when I was here, but I say it wherever I go. If you want to have a good read and there's not a Bible to hand, pick up a hymn book and just open it at any page, and you'll be surprised how that page will be to do with something you did the day before or something you're going to do on that day. That is how great is our faithfulness. So number 200. Thank you, music. Think when we sing beautiful hymns like that, hymns or songs, whichever you prefer to call it, but I often think we should take at least half an hour after each hymn and just think about what we've sung. I mean, great is thy faithfulness. I mean, goodness me, it is so great, isn't it? Now we're going to spend a little bit more time in prayer now. And has anybody here got anybody that you would like us to include in our prayers? Don't be shy.
Charles.
Sorry?
Garth.
Garth.
Charles.
Sorry?
Yeah.
You will have to excuse me. Tomorrow, I am going to have my ears syringed. That's fact. So the reason I'm saying, excuse me, pardon. Now, what was the gentleman's name again?
Charles.
Charles, thank you.
Richard.
Richard. Oh, dear. My wife said to me only this morning, she said, oh, I wish it was tomorrow. I'm going, pardon? You what? You know. I have to have them done about twice a year, apparently. But, whatever. Right, Charles and Richard. May I ask, are they not perhaps well? Let us come together and think of these people and so many other things. Lord, as we said earlier on, we are so at peace here in your wonderful house. And this morning we must think of Charles and Richard, that they may know your peace and your love. May they know that they have only to ask and they will receive. Let us just take a moment to think of them in just a moment of quietness for Charles and Richard. Thank you, Lord, for Charles and Richard, and may they know your love, as I'm sure they will, for your love is there. Lord, I think of the lady that I'm helping with a bereavement at the moment, Margaret. Her husband, Richard, who has passed to everlasting peace. May she be strengthened, may she be guided. And Derek, her husband, that he is now at complete rest. May their family be strengthened. May they know your love and your guidance. Thank you, Lord. There are so many things that we take for granted, Lord, aren't there? You know that that is right. Lord, we don't do these things without thinking. But sometimes we just don't stop and perhaps think for long enough. As we said earlier, Lord, we think of so much of what's going on in the world today. Our leaders in this country, may they be guided and shown patience and understand your love in decisions that they make. Let us give thanks this morning for all the places of worship within our community that we live, for the strength of the word that goes out every day from every place. We give thanks this morning for this beautiful house of worship, for the congregation assembled here, all gathered together in your love, it makes such a difference, Lord, to know that you're there. And we do give you such grateful thanks for that. As we know, Lord, there are so many places that haven't got the places to worship that we have. In some places, we know, Lord, they're not allowed. I give thanks for Graham in London, a Jewish friend of mine who has quite a hard time at times. And I give thanks for him and for all his friends and the work that they do within that community. Lord, as we said, we give thanks for our community gathered together in your house of worship this morning. And let us, Lord, in your name, give grateful thanks for our musicians, for the joy and the warmth that they bring to be able to portray your name through beautiful sound. We do give such grateful thanks for that. Help us, Lord, to understand all these things that we've put through to you this morning. All the asks and wants. Life seems to be full of asks and wants. But we do ask all these things in your loving, loving Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say, Amen. Wow. Now we're going to have a talk. My wife still insists on putting on the order service for some reason, the word sermon. And I don't like the word sermon. I prefer talk. Lots of friends of mine, wherever I go, they say, oh, you don't use the word sermon anymore. I said, no, it tends to put people to sleep. Or they go, oh dear, what's going to happen today? What's he or she going to talk about? And blah, blah, blah. Yes, you could argue a talk is the same as a sermon. No, it's not. A talk is, I like to think, a little more relaxed, where we can all think on the same lines and be happy and grateful for what we're hopefully listening to. If you get bored, just say so. That's how easy I am. It doesn't matter to me, as long as you're happy in God's name. Right. How wonderful. Do we all sort of realise sometimes how wonderful it is and how wonderful everything is around us? I don't think we do we? We all take so much for granted. Folks, we who got a nice place, a house with a garden. I'm very fortunate, I have a lovely back garden. And every morning I give thanks for the wonders of nature. What a wonderful thing nature is. And the most wonderful thing I was thinking this morning was having my tea in bed. It's very luxurious in our house in the morning. My wife works the tea and we sit there and sup. It's all very nice. But it's my give thanks every morning for half an hour I spend giving thanks for what is round me. And do we really understand and remember what's wonderful? My top priority, of course, every morning is Jesus. Now, what a wonderful, wonderful man that man was. When you think of the wonderful things that he did for people around him. When you think of the wonderful things he did through God's love. The healing of the sick. The feeding of the 5,000. All the stories we know well, but do we think enough of them, perhaps, at one time? I know we've all had times in our life where you can turn and say, wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that absolutely wonderful? Now, I'm going to ask you a big question in a minute, and I'm going to ask somebody, if they don't mind sharing, something wonderful, an event they think was so wonderful they need to speak about it. I'll start, because I've got two. Mine was getting married. Top of my list at all times. My beautiful, beautiful Sue. Yes. And she'll say, I wonder if he really means that. I think all chaps say that, don't they? But no. My wonderful wife, and I can remember my wedding day as if it was yesterday. And I have two daughters.
Don't see him very often, unfortunately, but I don't. But anyway, two daughters, but a lovely wife. And the wonderful things that have happened. Now, this one might sound a bit strange. I remember going into Kettering Hospital and having an operation. I won't go too much into it. I had an operation, and it freed me from pain. What a wonderful experience that was. A wonderful, wonderful experience. And if we've all, anybody, if we've all perhaps been on the end of receiving end of medication, doctors, or do we forget what a wonderful thing it is to have these people there to be able to look after us, heal us? That's what Jesus did. You think the wonderful things he did brought sight to the blind. Has anybody got just an item they'd like to share? And just say, this is what I consider to be wonderful. It doesn't have to be to yourself. Isn't it a wonderful thing that we have, I don't know, a supermarket at the end of the street? where one can pop and get wonderful food, which a lot of people can't do. Has anybody got anything they want to share? Don't be shy, I won't bite. I'm sorry, I can't.
A new grandson.
What now, I say. Now, if that's not wonderful, I don't know what it is. Boy or girl?
Boy,
grandson. You will have to excuse me. I promise, if you allow me to come back, I'll have had them done. How wonderful. You see, now, that is wonderful. How wonderful. The start of a beautiful new life. How wonderful. How fantastic.
Yeah, I've got something. I walked along the River Thames a few weeks ago, and you talking about nature. It was just beautiful. All the wildflowers and the birds singing. And I don't take for granted being able to do that kind of thing and walking these days. So I was very grateful. It was wonderful.
What a lovely thing that, to walk in God's country, on God's countryside, along the Thames. I have to say, I do admit, I often think that. I visit some beautiful places sometimes when I'm down in Worthing on the south coast, and we pop off somewhere just for a couple of hours. And the countryside, and you think, how wonderful. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's put there from God's love, from God's creation. And when you think, you walk along somewhere, there's a river, and I can sit on Worthing seafront and watch the tide come in, and I can waste a whole day doing that. I don't, but I could quite easily. Because what a wonderful thing of God's creation. That is lovely to share that. And grandson, I mean, how wonderful. I said to this lady that you just heard me talk about, mention in our prayers, Margaret, and I said to her, I said, it's a wonderful thing that Derek has now gone to be with his Maker. He's completely at peace and rest with our beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And she said, oh yes, she said, I hadn't thought of that. It's a wonderful thing that we have to come eventually, perhaps, well, not perhaps, eventually it will happen. But how wonderful, because we are moving on and we now see everything that we know is there. We know, and we're going to see it. And I think it's a wonderful thing to look forward to. Obviously it's a sad, but I look forward to it. Why not? Why not indeed? A carry on from what we believe here. No, not what we believe, what we know here. I think to make our life complete, if we wake up every morning, have the Bible in one hand and a songbook in the other hand, if I did that in bed, my wife would be completely, think I was balmy. She sits there doing all sorts of reading and scrawling and writing on that. But the two most precious things that I own are my hymn books and my Bibles. They are so, so precious to me. And I was only talking to a lady yesterday, and she said, but how can that be precious, Colin? I said, ah. And I said, do you want me to spend about 2 or 3 hours or a couple of minutes? And I said, that's God's word, and that's what I can sing about God's word. Oh, she said, I see. Ah, right, okay. Yes. But she said, what about other things? I said, well, yes, life is full of other things. Most of them are wonderful. I said most, not all, unfortunately. But please try and remember, when we leave this place today, just think of the word wonderful. As you walk down the street, and you see somebody cleaning their windows, say, well, that's wonderful, isn't it? You know, bit of a chore, I know, but there we are. I actually don't mind cleaning windows. It looks nice when it's finished, doesn't it? But please remember, whenever you feel lonely, there is a wonderful thing that you can do. You can go and just sit quietly and ask for warmth and love from our Lord Jesus Christ. There isn't anything more wonderful as far as I'm concerned. Now, I'm not going to go on much longer this morning. Your service might be slightly shorter. I'm not hurrying for any reason. But I want you to really remember what wonderful is. It's not used enough. We say, that was good, that was smashing. Oh, that was great, wasn't it? If you put them all together, then some of those letters will probably spell the word wonderful. And I do think it's so important that if we can do that, now, I'm going to be quiet in a second, and we're just going to have a few more prayers, because I want us to remember. I hope you remember I've been here this morning. And I'm going to take a chance here and think, well, that was quite wonderful. Steady. But I'm not looking for praise, because you should be able to talk about God's love and warmth without being a bit shy. Because some people are. I was talking to a gentleman in Worthing about 3 weeks ago, and his church is now shut. Not diminished, hasn't got a minister or have people helping run it. It's shut. And I said, well, why was that? And he said, because it became a bit like a club. And I hadn't thought of that before. I thought, oh dear. People, he said, had forgotten to come to church and had forgotten what it was there for, to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said it became a bit of a meeting place, a bit like going to a club down the road. I said, oh dear, what a shame. There are lots of places in this town where we now can go and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, at our place, Salvation Army, St Andrews, there's all sorts of places. And go and be filled, thrilled with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just remember, it's wonderful. Right. We're going to have a short time of prayer again. Because if we can't remember what's wonderful, I think it's very sad. So let us all pray together in the warmth of our Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that it's wonderful to come here today, to be together. Lord, we thank you that we can talk about your love, your warmth, and all the things that you have done, and all the things that you do for us. We can go out and about and talk about your love as freely as we want. We know, Lord, there are other places where that can't be done. And as the saying goes, take our lives and let them be consecrated, Lord, to thee. 'Tis a wonderful line, that. And we know, Lord, that you listen to us. Lord, we give thanks for everything that is around us, and we know how wonderful it is. And we ask these things in your loving Son, your loving, loving Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I say, Amen. Amen. We get told off at the arm if we don't say Amen loud enough. David, our minister, he said, oh, Amen. He goes, Amen. I said, oh, Amen. But it's right, isn't it? You know. Now then, much of a surprise. I know we didn't sing it last time I was here because I had other things and it was combined with other things I was doing at the time. But I'm pretty renowned for the fact that we always finish with How Great Thou Art. And because it couldn't be more apt this morning, could it? We've all discussed how wonderful it is to be here, to be in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the other thing I think is wonderful, so they know that we are with them, is our lovely, lovely children over here. Isn't it lovely to hear children enjoying and being wonderful? It's absolutely lovely. Well done. Smashing. Great. Yes, right. Anyway, so we're now going to sing How Great Thou Art, and really engulf yourself in How Great Thou Art, because that's exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ is, How Great Thou Art. Thank you.
Thank you.
a blessing together. As you leave this place, your faith will guide you. And always remember that the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will always be with you. Amen. God bless you all.